Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Dan Pashman, host of the podcast The Sporkful, where each week we look for ways to eat more, eat better, and eat more better.
And I, of course, am Rob Sachs.
And Rob, I understand you brought me here today to talk about food. So what of it?
Okay, well, a few months ago, I read The Omnivore's Dilemma, which I'm sure you've read front to back over and over again. But anyway,
I have.
And, you know, it talks about how hard it is to find nutritious foods and sustainable foods these days. And that coupled with how I also read Fast Food Nation, and I also read this book called Hooked, which talks about the fishing industry. And suddenly I'm like, okay, I feel completely guilty eating anything. You know, I don't even know what to put in my mouth. And I feel like I should just be either perpetually fasting or perpetually repenting. It's almost like every day is Yom Kippur for me.
So what did you do about this dilemma of yours?
Well, I thought this can't be right. I mean, somehow people need to eat to sustain themselves. So I went over to American University and their cafeteria there, which is run by Bon Appetit Management Company. And the head of that is Fidel Balcio. Now, he had this whole idea of providing sustainable foods to colleges and universities and companies like Yahoo or the Getty Center out in L.A. And their whole mission is finding food within a 150-mile radius. So as much as they can, they try to get food that's produced locally and grown locally and is fresh and all that.
Well, that sounds good to me. I mean, I do enjoy those kinds of foods. But so you talk to Fidel. What does he say about your troubles?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, the Matrix where he with Neo swallows the red pill. And it's like, okay, now you know what's going on. All this food out there, mass-produced, and you're eating it,
right.
And it's scary.
You kind of wish, to borrow your another movie metaphor, you could meet the guys from Men in Black and have them flash that thing in your face, and you would forget everything that you knew, and you could go back to eating Big Macs.
Right. And I said to Fidel, I was like, is it really that bad? He's like, oh yeah, it's pretty bad.
We have a mess in this country in terms of agriculture and food.
It's completely nonsensical how sometimes the cheapest food and the food that's the worst for you winds up being the most accessible food for you.
That is true. Now, so Fidel can commiserate with you, but what do you actually do when you want to eat a guilt-free meal?
Well, he says it's all about speaking up and change will happen when consumers speak out and talk to people and say, I demand to know where this food is from. I demand to know how it was prepared. How far did it travel to get to my plate? So he says when he goes out to restaurants, he speaks up when he sees something that's not quite right.
If I see an unsustainable fish on the menu, I will pull out a seafood watch card from the Monterey Bay Aquarium, which we partner with, and I will give it to that chef and say, you should only buy and source from the green, not from the red.
Like anyone would do, if you see something on the menu that offends you, you pull the chef out of the kitchen, grab him by the shirt collar, and start throwing cards at him out of your wallet until you guilt him into selling a different kind of fish.
Exactly.
It's a very common approach, yeah.
People do this all the time, right?
Yeah, it happened to me just last week.
Like, dude, Monterey Bay says this Chilean sea bass is not going to fly. What are you going to do about it?
So what kind of reaction does he get when he does this? How does that go over?
Well, he actually says that some of these chefs, I mean, he is the CEO of a big company, so maybe, you know, when he pulls out the card, it has a little bit more weight than maybe if you or I, well, you're the Sporkful guy, so maybe if I pulled out a card.
The two of us, between the Sporkful and What Would Rob Do, I mean, that is an ample audience right there. I think we should be able to demand menu changes anywhere we go as well.
Okay, you make a very good point there. But he says,
I think once you go through the education process and you explain what you're trying to accomplish and the reasons why behind it, 99% of the people get it and they appreciate us saying those things to them. There's a number of them that don't care, and that will continue. But it's like any other thing we have in this country. A lot of people don't care about a lot of things.
And he said, regardless of the reaction you get, it's up to people who care about where their food is from to let it be known that, hey, this is something that as a consumer, I'm taking notice of, and that's how real change happens. But I talked to Mary Soto, the head chef over at American University, and I said, well, let's say you just walked into a cafeteria and you don't know where the food is from, how can you tell if what you're eating is fresh or sustainable or good for you or just not be guilty? And she said that you really need to use your senses.
You can tell if when broccoli's been cooked to khaki color. I mean, you can look at it. It should be green. It should, when things that are green should be green. Things that are supposed to be orange should be orange. You can just look at it and tell it. And then the smells. I mean, if you come up on something like a piece of fish and it's the smell of the fish knocks you over instead of that nice smell of the ocean or the sauce the chef's using, that's a huge sign too.
So Dan, if you're in a restaurant and the smell of the fish knocks you over, I don't care if it's a sustainable.
Hang on. Let me write this down, Rob, because this is important for me. I need to. I'm listening to this clip and I'm thinking, man, college cafeterias have really changed since I was in school not that long ago. I mean, I once won a chicken nugget eating contest in my dining hall, and I don't remember asking where those chickens, if there were even any actual chickens in those nuggets. I don't know where they came from.
Yeah, no, they're trying to change it up here. But if you use your senses, if the smell is knocking you over, you want to step away from the fish.
Right. That's great. That's life advice right there. That's not just food advice. If a smell of something physically irks you to the point that you are forced backwards away from it, don't go any closer to it. That's just a way to live life.
Well, the point being is that you don't necessarily have to go to like a vegan restaurant or one that's like a healthy choice restaurant. You just kind of have to use common knowledge and common sense and be looking. Maybe you go to the alley in the back and say, wait a second, what are these powdered potato boxes doing back here or something like that. But just be a little bit more aware before you blindly order those chicken nuggets and think, okay, wait a second, is this like a real piece of chicken or is this manufactured chicken?
I think that's great advice, Rob. And I would add, for those people out there who have listened to all this and have read all the information and still don't feel that guilty, just as a person like myself who loves a good meal, it just tastes better. The greens that I get at my farmer's market, the local meat that I get from my farmer's market, or the animals that were treated humanely, it's not just because they were treated humanely. It tastes really good. The arugula you get at a farmer's market, you bite into that, it's spicy.
Is there something you do when you go out to maybe a cafeteria or an unknown territory to make sure that the meal that you have isn't A, going to make you feel horrible about yourself and what you're doing to the planet, and B, make your stomach feel horrible about what you just put in it?
Well, when in doubt, if I'm eating at a place that looks especially questionable, then I'll steer away from meat, because that to me is where there's a higher percentage chance of ethical conflict. So if I'm eating at an especially low-rent-looking place, I'll just get something vegetarian. So that's probably one of my basic approaches.
That's kind of what Fidel Bauccio of Bon Appetit Management Company was saying, too. You know, the other thing that he said, you know, we talked about that card he has to whip out with chefs. He also said there should be one other card in your pocket.
Now, every once in a while, you're going to go to McDonald's and have a hamburger, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. I think that's great. You just don't want to make a complete diet of it all the time.
I agree 100% with Fidel on that one. I mean, look, we all have to eat three meals a day. We're all busy. We're all going from place to place. The fact is that eating local, organic, sustainable food does require more time and effort. And sometimes you just need to run into the store and grab a sandwich. Whatever looks good, take it. And you know what? When that happens, enjoy it. You know, Rob, they say that taste is the last sense that you lose when you get older. You may lose your eyesight, you may lose your hearing, but you can still enjoy a good meal. It's one of the great pleasures in life, so don't deprive yourself of it.
So I'll still have the gag reflex even in my late 90s.
That's right. That's right. If you get close to that smelly fish, even as decrepit as you may be otherwise, you will know it.
That's good to know. Well, thank you so much, Dan, and thank you for exploring this with me. I feel like I'm going to be a lot less fraught with anxiety the next time I go to a suspicious-looking bodega.
That sounds like a plan, Rob. Well, thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Dan Pashman.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And Dan, I just want to remind people out there they can learn more about your food podcast by going to thesporkful.com. And there's also a whatwouldrobdo.com website in the works, but it's not quite ready yet. So people can learn more about what I'm doing by simply going to the What Would Rob Do Facebook fan page. Asparagus tips look yummy, yummy, yummy.
candy M's inside my tummy.
A collage of good eats, some snacks, some nice treats.
Applesauce and some nice red beets.
This is what we snacked on when requested.
No second guessing. I don't eat no ham.